Happy New Year, everybody. It's only day number two of 2024, but I'm already getting anxiety about what's in store for the country because it's now election year and the Iowa caucus is in just 2 weeks. And Trump's first of four criminal trials may begin in March. It's scheduled for March. Of course, they're going to try to appeal and try to delay it, but it may actually start in about 2 months. And if it does, that's when the country is really going to start to go off the rails. Old Joe's interns are busy stoking the division with this Happy New Year message they posted on Twitter, saying in 2024, we're ready to keep delivering for the American people and fight back against MAGA extremism. Let's finish the job. I think he means let's finish off the country, because that's the Democrats' agenda. Here he is Skyping in to Times Square on ABC to talk to Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Eve, where he embarrassed the nation as usual because he forgot to put down the note cards that had the answer to his pre-scripted question that Seacrest asked him.
As you look back and reflect on 2023, what sort of memories, highlights stand out for you?
Asking a dementia patient about their memory. This should be good.
Well, one of the big highlights stands out for me is my dad used to have an expression. He'd say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than the paycheck. It's about your dignity.
Look at the note cards still in his hand. Jill's like, Joe, you were supposed to set that down before we went live.
It's about respect. So many people through the Midwest and in the center of the country, their factories are shipped overseas the last couple times out, and they were losing hope and faith. So
the last couple times out.
What? We brought a lot of jobs back to the United States. People are in a position to be able to make a living now. And they've created a lot of jobs, over 14 million.
Those were the jobs that people got laid off from because of the COVID lockdowns. Not because old Joe brought manufacturing back to the United States. That was actually President Trump who did that.
And I guess when I just feel good that the American people got up. They've been through a rough time with pandemic, but now we're coming back. They're back.
No, we're not back. The price of groceries have doubled over the last few years because of the massive inflation and the price of homes, which is why there are so many millennials still living with their parents. That was just the beginning of the propaganda on the network television live New Year's Eve events. However, Green Day was performing on ABC's special where they changed the lyrics to their song American Idiot to say that they're not going along with the MAGA agenda. Of course, they're not part of the MAGA agenda because MAGA stands for Making America Great Again when the liberal media industrial complex and all the Hollywood high priests are determined to destroy our great country. CNN's coverage was hosted by Anderson Cooper and his boyfriend, as usual, who took shots and acted like fools. And I'll spare you what the viewers saw the moment after the ball dropped and what I saw by scrolling through Twitter yesterday, because, of course, people clipped it and posted it. But this meme should give you a good enough idea. TV networks showing gay stuff, me trying to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve. They showed an abnormal event, obviously, that evokes the same disgust response neurologically in normal people as seeing maggots eating decaying food. And I'm not being sarcastic, I'm not being hyperbolic. There have been numerous studies which have shown this. Of course, I detailed this in a previous video that shows that by an fMRI scan, a functional MRI scan, and testing people's disgust responses, they can determine whether or not somebody is a liberal or a conservative by something like a 95% accuracy rate because, well, like I said, normal people are disgusted when they see normal things. And so liberals don't have that same disgust response. And so that explains, well, obviously a lot. Liberals and conservatives react in wildly different ways to repulsive pictures here. Not supposed to call certain things repulsive, obviously, but obviously they are to normal people. And to a surprise degree, our political beliefs may derive from a specific aspect of our biological makeup, our propensity to feel physical revulsion. And speaking of revolting content, the libs of TikTok, best known for finding TikToks of teachers and other lunatics and uploading them to Twitter to show what's going on inside the classrooms across the country and in the minds of these lunatics, apparently was also uploading those videos to a Facebook page as well, which was just banned for supposedly violating the community standards on Facebook, which is interesting because Facebook, of course, promotes those kinds of people. And so then they restored the page, because how bad would that look if Facebook was censoring people exploring their supposed new genders? Here's Al Gore, the self-proclaimed inventor of the internet, discussing his widespread knowledge of social media algorithms.
If you have social media that is dominated by algorithms
that always push the liberal agenda and artificially boost mainstream content while suppressing organic, independent YouTubers like myself, which is why I've been stuck at 1.86 million subscribers for probably years, then the establishment could skew public opinion. We know.
That pull people down these rabbit holes that are a bit like pitcher plants. These algorithms, they are the digital equivalent of AR-15s. They ought to be banned. They really ought to be banned. It's an abuse of the public forum.
But what he's talking about are the old algorithms, which haven't been in place since 2017 after the upset of Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton, when on YouTube, you used to be able to find certain content and then it would show you related content in the similar or up next feature or recommended section. And so if you started watching independent YouTubers or started watching content about particular topics, then it would figure that you like those topics. It would show you a couple similar ones. But those kinds of algorithms haven't been in place now for years. Those were the kinds of algorithms on YouTube and other social media platforms that were actually accurate, that showed people what it was that they were looking for, instead of cramming mainstream media down everybody's throat now.
But when people are pulled down these rabbit holes, you know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
The truth. And by the way, we're not pulled down rabbit holes. Now people are desperately seeking rabbit holes. We're trying to find the rabbit holes. We're swimming up against the current of this massive mainstream media machine. And this is who the Democrats are rallying behind as their candidate, their preferred choice to lead the country for another 4 years. A guy who says that he grew up going to black churches, but couldn't look more out of place in one. Look at this. What's going on? Where am I? And since Christmas and the new year are behind us, I'm going to be pulling the Trump Claw sweatshirt and t-shirt from my online store at markdice.com. But don't worry, I'll bring it back at the end of this year for Christmas of 2024. But I'll leave them there for a few more days if you want to go and order them, just so you can have them already. And you can get free shipping on anything from the store this whole week by using the promo code NEWYEAR at the checkout. So order your Trump Claw sweatshirt, t-shirt, your Wanted for President Trump mugshot shirt, your Trump 2024 shirts, or any of my awesome designs. All available, a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And like I said, get free shipping this week in the U.S. by using the promo code NEWYEAR at the checkout. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.